News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The heat is the story in Ireland this morning. It is the story all the way across Europe. It's the story all the way across the world, because the UN chief Antonio Guterres in London yesterday said that around the world, climate disasters are becoming more frequent, more destructive and more costly. And the World Meteorological Organization has warned, we ain't seen nothing yet. John Sweeney, climatologist and professor emeritus of geography at Maynooth University, is with us. John, it may be pleasant weather to sit out on. It is an indicative of an ever worsening crisis.
Yes, good morning. And your listeners have probably experienced, in some cases, a relatively uncomfortable night, as temperatures didn't fall at much below 20 degrees in some parts. And this is a reminder to us that what we're seeing now in terms of extremes of heat are events which really have been exacerbated considerably by the climate changes that we're now seeing. A recent study has said we're now seeing temperature maxima being topped up by 2 to 4 degrees. And that's very much the case, I think, here in Ireland as well, that what was normally experienced as a short-term burst of heat is now really becoming something which is dangerous in many respects. And we have to remember as well that heat is the biggest killer of people in Europe from anything related to climate extremes. So I think it's a lesson to us. It's a wake-up call for us, really.
Is there a threat in that, though, John, as well, that some of the responses to that extreme heat actually exacerbate the underlying problem? As in, if everybody decides we're into the air conditioning business, that increases the fossil fuel consumption for the power grid.
It does indeed. And Europe in particular has only about 20% of its properties with air conditioning, as opposed to about 90% in North America. And that's because we haven't traditionally needed it. Our buildings have been generally big, stone, old buildings, which have been resilient to heat waves up until now. But it's something that we may even have to consider. But I think it would be a mistake to go down the road of exacerbating the problem. And of course, our own political leaders are exacerbating the problem. They're pushing through three bills in the Dáil before the summer recess, which expressly say, oh, the Climate Change Act doesn't apply to these, and each of them will be producing higher emissions. So I think we have to actually stand up and be counted here in terms of what we want the future to be, because we are seeing, and we know from previous research in Ireland, that about 100 people have died in previous heat waves prematurely in Ireland. And I think we will see when the data comes out for the next few days that we will see that kind of level exceeded in Ireland again, because heat does put pressure on your bodies in terms of an inability to lose heat once you get to these very high levels. And it means that our hearts are under strain, our kidneys are under strain, and vulnerable populations in places which don't have air conditioning, for example, those are the places that we would expect to see excess deaths beginning to occur. Okay. But it's effectively a reminder to us that until we tackle the underlying problem, which is what we're doing to the atmosphere in terms of fossil fuel consumption, so rather than subsidising as we've done in Ireland in
the
past month, we have to do other things.
Thank you kindly, sir. John Sweeney, climatologist and professor emeritus of geography at Maynooth University. And we're going to be returning to issues related to that, including the load that AI is putting on all of our energy systems, because the government is planning to is in the middle of interactions with the main stakeholders in AI to get a handle on what the future holds, both educationally and in terms of power resources. And we'll also be getting an update on red weather warnings all of the way around Europe. London apparently melting.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.